From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like Oliver and Mike.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University, Beers with the Brewers.
Well, welcome everybody to the February 4th episode of Beers with the Brewers. I'm Mark Richards, also on Beers with the Brewers podcast this week. Say hello to brewer Dan Schaefer.
Ahoy.
And co-owners Walt Keys and Adam Benner. What's up, gentlemen?
Hello.
How's it going?
Being blinded by the sun shooting off the ground through my window.
Getting snow blind over there.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a two-beer episode this week, including Recovery Haze, which may arguably be the most crushable beer of 2021 to date.
Mm-hmm.
Electrolytes, Tropical Juice Bomb, and Crushable. I would double that Crushable.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, we've got...
You want a piece of me?
Dank Costanza.
You got it!
Passion fruit, grapefruit, tropical, and dank.
So dank.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There it is, Dank Stanza.
I have got my recovery haze cracked, locked, and loaded. What about you guys?
Indeed.
Yeah, I've got it loaded about halfway down in my tummy already.
I mean, this is really low ABV, too. Dan, what all went into this beer?
Well, as you mentioned, a scant 3.5% ABV. The grist is similar to what we did for Pastuzo, and it's pretty similar to Athleisure, with loaded up with a lot of high-protein malts to give it some body, some wheat, both oat flakes and malted oats, but... The star of the show is the Equinox Cryo Hops and Idaho 7 Cryo Hops, both of which were selected for their high degree of survivability on the hot side. So this is a 100% Whirlpool hops, no dry hop on this. So yeah, everything comes over from the hot side. Yeah, added just a bit of good old-fashioned NaCl table salt and a bit of potassium chloride, which is a salt substitute.
So electrolytes.
Yes. Those famous electrolytes, of which beer has quite a few naturally, but we just decided to boost that a bit. Chloride is nice. It brings out maltiness and things. It brings out sort of sweetness and body. I wouldn't say this is overtly salty, but you do get a little bit of that sort of just on the back end. Very fruity. These two hops are both kind of brutes. They're sort of fighting for... dominance on your palate. But I think the big thing for me is you get the Idaho 7 on the back end, is sort of that fruity pebble type of berry flavor. And Equinox is kind of all over the place. You get some orchard fruit, some tropical fruit, some citrus, and it's hazy, which I actually was a bit worried that it would not be, because, you know, the kids like their juice. But very happy with how this turned out.
I'll tell you, the hops really bounce off the malts in a nice way. And I think Pastuzo, when you mentioned that, I mean, we got to go back in time quite a bit to remember old Pastuzzi, but it does have that similar mouthfeel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think those that got to try the pilot version of this and then this beer, so if you were on one of the subscription boxes, I believe, had that one, and this month's subscription box includes... the recovery is, I think this is definitely a great example of learning a couple things from the pilot and really enjoy the finished product. Yeah, it's very drinkable, right now, recording at 3:30 on a Wednesday, didn't want a big beer two in a row, I guess, since it's a two beer episode. So it's a great 3.5% to start with. So very happy with this beer.
Well, the two together are just about equal to normal beers, so you're fine there.
There you go.
Yeah, helps balance it out. So mine's gone already, so I'm going to go ahead and crack a second beer, but we do have to know why it's gone so fast.
How crushable is it?
Quarantine edition.
Very. The answer is very.
Extremely. Can we go seven on this? I mean, it is, it is a quarantine edition.
If there was ever a seven, but I mean, I think by the rules of the crushability index, it's a six.
All right, I'll go a power six on that then. What about you, Dan?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a six. And just on a personal note, I have had a few sort of low ABV IPAs and have not been very impressed with them. And so it made me pretty happy that this turned out as well as it did. Because, yeah, no one wants to drink something expecting something that tastes like an IPA and you just get kind of grassy hop water. So I'm glad this isn't that.
Yeah, this has got the flavor. It's banging.
Yeah, it's really nice beer. This is my first time trying it. I tried the pilot batch and enjoyed that. And then the times I've been able to run down the Land Grant, I haven't been able to find any. This beer moved quick.
I brought this home over the weekend. I was nervous because I came home this morning and realized that Lauren and I had been drinking these. And still had two left in the fridge, luckily, for the episode. We didn't follow the full crushability.
Well, I'd just like to thank everyone for not using the actually. I think the sales staff knows that if they use that caveat around me, that they get my death glare, as in, oh, this is actually pretty good. No, this is just good.
Yeah, it is just good. And the low ABV and the lowish calories are a bonus. And and it hydrates you. I mean, that's great. Can't make any health claims, but it's a win in my book. I think this beer, yeah, I think it stands on its own. It's just a tasty beer, regardless of marketing aspects to it. I think it's, yeah, I would drink this regardless of the situation. It's delicious and light and refreshing.
Well, what about old Dank Costanza?
Are we ready for this? Sometimes you stumble into a beer name and you sort of can't believe it's available and it it hasn't been used before, and it's just like lightning in a bottle, and it's just, it makes me very happy. And yeah, this I designed this label a while ago, at least in terms of the way we normally roll things out. So yeah, it's exciting to have it in my hand, not just be looking at it on my screen.
Now that's a much bigger beer.
Yeah. We're definitely, this is probably the biggest like discrepancy of crushability we've had in any one episode. I don't even think we need to check that. I guarantee you that it is.
Man, I'll tell you, after you swallow, it's just like you're drinking grapefruit juice too, like the feeling in the back of your throat.
Ooh, yeah, there it is.
Right? Yeah,
it's really just got that kind of, like, that pithy bitterness just kind of rises up the back of your throat. You get a little bit of, not a ton, just a little bit of alcohol warmth.
It's a well-hidden 8.9%, that's for sure.
It is. And a sneaky 50 IBUs. I don't know if it feels like a full 50 IBUs, but yeah, so this sort of follows along in our trend of sprinkling some strata into our double IPAs. Also, with good friends Amarillo and Columbus, sort of Amarillo people know my MO now, is, you know, I'll pick a feature hop and then try to pick things that bring out different aspects of that feature hop. So the Amarillo, obviously trying to boost the citrus and the fruitiness, and the Columbus boosting the grapefruit and also just the dank, some would say, cannabis aspect of strata. Our nice house Pils malt, super clean, a little crackery, and some dextrose to dry it out and bump that ABV up. But simple beer, but very complex on the hop front. Yeah. I really like our double IPAs.
Yeah, that's a good one. Man.
Yeah, this is outstanding. Yeah, Mark, I think you're spot on with that grapefruit call.
Yeah, I feel like for a while, and maybe it was just seasonality, we didn't have a double IPA out, and now we've had a great string of them. So those of hopheads looking for it, this is another great, great example.
Another hit episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is definitely the time of year to really dig into a double IPA. I mean, it's going to be like 8 degrees next week or something.
We don't even want to talk about that.
You don't need to worry too much about crushability when it's 8 degrees.
So, Dan, is this made using our new crop of 2020 hops?
The CTZ might be a holdover, but yeah, the Strata is the Strata that we selected last year from our friends at Indie Hops. Yeah, and I'm very happy that we're one of the breweries that got in on the ground floor with Strata and really been a big proponent of that hop. I just love it.
Yeah, everything we've done with Strata, I've really enjoyed, including Strata the beer as well.
I certainly wouldn't mind bringing that back. But yeah, for the time being, we're seeing how Strata plays with friends. And thus far, it plays well with everybody. So you can't go wrong there.
It's a good friend. Well, I don't know if crushability is going to be as big on this, but it is very drinkable.
How crushable is it?
I would give this at 8.9, I would say, in a 12-ounce can, a 2 crusher. And then you have 2 of these, and then you flip over and drink the recovery haze, and you're set.
And it's a good call, too. I definitely easy 2 on this. I think you'd be looking for a little bit of trouble with more than that. I could probably go 3. I mean,
I could drink 3. Whether or not drinking 3 is advised is another thing. I mean, it's very, you know, at 9%, it's pretty drinkable. But, you know, I think 2.
Yeah, I think that's the right call. And it is definitely as big in personality as the man in tribute on a record sleeve here for sure. What about you, Dan? How many are you throwing down?
I want to say 3. I would probably fall asleep in my chair after like the first 2.5, but particularly if I got a fire going. But yeah, I'm an optimist today, so we're going to say 3.
My man.
You can do it, Dan.
What about you, Adam?
I think I'm with you guys on mixing in the recovery haze and this, but yeah, 2 probably for me. I could see 3 with quarantining still going on and the cold weather, but I'm going to lock in a 2 crusher.
All right. I think that sounds good. I think you could actually do the full 6 of recovery haze before and after this one. Just have to slow down a bit, I guess. Well... like Adam was mentioning, this is one in the week 1 February subscriptions going out this week. So if anybody listening got their subscriptions this week, you can flip on over to our YouTube channel and check out a video of Dan. It's just like having a beer with him. Beers with Dan, he'll drink you through the rest of them too.
It's the Super Bowl this Sunday. Maybe you guys forgot about that, but it's coming up. Tom Brady, ever heard of him? He's playing in Kansas City, I think. So what goes better with the Super Bowl than barbecue and beer? I don't know. We got barbecue from our friends Ray Ray's, the best in town, best in Ohio. We got beer. So get your order in, get it delivered, come pick it up, whatever you want. Ray Ray's is doing wings. They closed their pre-order on yesterday, Wednesday. So I don't know if there's gonna be extra wings on day of, but even if they're out of wings, I mean, they got, you know, ribs and jerk chicken and everything else you could possibly want. So come down, pick up some barbecue and some beer for the Super Bowl, because you're not having a party, so you might as well have a big party for yourself. As always, we're delivering, doing online ordering for local delivery, carry out, shipping throughout Ohio. Got our subscription boxes are going strong. If you want to get beer dropped off every month, a little special tasting guide from Dan, and and some extra goodies. Get on that subscription box. Bay is back. If you need a big one right now,
yeah,
for your significant other, or just maybe just for yourself. Bay and chocolate imperial raspberry porter with lactose and vanilla is here. We got bottles of that available on the website, or you can get the Valentine's Bay Day bundle. We partnered up with our friends from Mellow, and you can get a bottle of Bay with a sort of specially crafted package. It's like there, it's strawberry lavender chocolate and a couple of black and white heart-shaped marshmallows. And like when I say marshmallows, these are like fancy marshmallows. These are not like,
it is so good.
It is. This is not like you would get into your package of Swiss Miss. These are like top end super fancy works of art marshmallows.
Dan, you got to taste through them all yesterday.
I did.
Give us a lowdown. I want a sneak preview.
It's that they amplify each other. Again, Bay is not exactly a beer that would be in my wheelhouse, but the chocolate and the marshmallow just make it. They bring out the complexities of the beer. They make it a bit less sweet. And it brings out the bitterness in the chocolate, but in a really nice way. The softness of the marshmallow and the softness of the beer. It's all a thing that I don't do justice to. If you want to go and look at the video and see me blabbering about it, it's mostly the same thing. But yeah, just get some. It was super good.
Yeah,
This is another way. Like, if you buy the Mellow package, you get access to the guided tasting from Dan. So you can have your Valentine's Day romantic date and bring Dan along.
Now, is it Valentine's Day, Walt?
Or Valentine's Day, yeah.
Or Valentine's.
And so, get on that. So you can do the Mellow package, or you can just buy an individual bottle of Bay. It's pretty limited run. So get on that if that sounds like your cup of tea. Yeah, and then we got some fun stuff coming up. So stay tuned. But yeah, I think that's about what we got going on.
Stay tuned. Help is on the way. The groundhog saw his shadow or didn't.
Yeah, you know, it'll warm up eventually. And until it does.
You know that he, I think it's something like this is the, there's like 125 or... I don't know, some over 100 shadows that this one groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, has been a part of 120 years or whatever, which is just amazing for the longevity of a small rodent or a large rodent. But he's only not seen his shadow like 20 times. So I think the game's rigged.
Spoiler alert for you about Groundhog Day. And, it's not real. Like, he can't really predict it.
So he doesn't write that little on that tiny scroll? You're telling me that? I mean, this is a 120-year-old...
What's he saying then when they lean over?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh, jeez.
And he... Winter ends the same day every year. Just a little...
Oh, it's a paradox. And then also paradox.
Sometimes it gets cold in springtime. There you go.
Well, Buckeye Chuck did not agree with him this year.
No. Despite Buckeye how Chuck didn't see a that shadow? All sounds, I'm going to disagree.
This and what is this Buckeye Chuck? Is this new?
He's been around for a couple dozen years. I think we talked about
him at least three
on the podcast last year.
I'd never heard Buckeye Chuck until yesterday.
Allegedly, he began predicting in the 1970s. So he's only in his 50s. And then in 1979, the Ohio General Assembly declared Buckeye Chuck as the official state groundhog. Because, you know, every state needs a official
state groundhog. Well, it's good to, you know, you don't want too many imposters going around. So it's nice to make sure everyone knows who.
But you got
to
feel like he can take Phil, right? I mean... They probably got to have like a little ejector spring to you know, shoot Phil out of his hole these days, as old as he is, you know. And being from Marion, you know, I like those odds, you know, versus
Punxsutawney.
You got Middletown Mel from Middletown, New Jersey. Yeah, you got the self-proclaimed groundhog capital of the world, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. They don't have a name. You got Staten Island Chuck. You got Buckeye Chuck. You got Dunkirk Dave from Western New York. You got Sir Walter Wally from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, Sir Walter Wally. I like that name.
Sir Walter.
Oh, there's in Lilburn, Georgia, you got General Beauregard Lee. You got Shubenacadie Sam from Nova Scotia. I butchered that. Fred Lamont of Val-Espoir. In Quebec. Wyerton Willie from Wyerton, Ontario. And Balzac Billy, the prairie prognosticator from Balzac, Alberta.
That was not what I heard the first time.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Do you think there's an annual conference for all the...
Yeah, if you go to the Wikipedia, they talk about all that. So.
These are the conversations you have when testing the crushability on Dank Costanza.
Yeah, it only took 75% of one Dank Costanza to get this thing right.
Right, yeah. Party started now. Well, next week we've got lupular reaction.
Yeah, we sure do.
Guava McGuava face / lupular reaction.
Ooh, yeah. Nice. The guava. That was a good test batch on that one.
Oh, it was really good. I like that one a lot.
No, that's smelling stupid good out of the fermenter. It's going to be awesome.
Sweet, sweet. Well, folks, we'll talk to you next week. I hope all our Puxtani Phil talk got out of our system today.
Tune in next year for more groundhog.
That's right.
Chatter.
I'm going to start preparing some background info now. We're just going to, really deep dive.
Deep dive for next year.
Yeah, into the mankind's enslavement of marmots for their weather forecasting.
All right, see you guys.
See you guys.
All right. Another hit episode. Another week at home.
Oh, sure.